Good morning. It's 10:04. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, and this is WHYY News. A blind man in Wilmington was recently evicted unlawfully by a landlord who is now the subject of a criminal investigation. And now the former tenant is suing the landlord and Delaware's Justice of the Peace court system. WHYY's Chris Barish has the details.
When constables surprised William Murphy with an eviction order on a freezing, sleeting morning last month, he was astonished. The order was for a woman who once lived there. Murphy showed his lease, but landlord Kenneth Stanford was at the scene and said it wasn't real. The officers made the Murphys leave. A magistrate has since ruled that Stanford had abused the judicial process. Prosecutors are now investigating the landlord's actions.
You can't seize a man's home and throw him out on 30 minutes' notice without giving an opportunity to be heard. They didn't want to hear anything this man had to say. He had a signed lease. He had his proof of payments.
That's lawyer Tom Newberger. He's suing Stanford, the JP Court, and the constables. The lawsuit says Stanford, who is also a Wilmington minister, defrauded Murphy, and the court system denied him his constitutional right to due process and against unlawful seizure.
For over 500 years, a man's home is his castle. The king can't go into a man's home. The sheriff can't go into a man's home without following proper procedures. And instead, they just mindlessly wanted to go on and throw this blind man and his children out on the street in the middle of a snowstorm.
The Murphys are now in a transition center for people experiencing homelessness. Stanford did not respond to WHYY's attempts to contact him about the allegations. Delaware Chief Magistrate Alan Davis would not comment. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.